For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Stevie Content, to the Bad Signal Podcast. It is week 9 of the NFL. How did this happen? We could say that, but I could sound like my Jewish aunt asking me, how can this happen that you called me? It's once every 3 years. That happened actually today. I forgot my aunt's birthday and I called her today and she's like, are you among the living? That's what like Italian and Jewish,
that's,
you know,
the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's the same shit. We're caught from the same cloth. Welcome into another episode of the Bad Signal Podcast. Stevie Content has been on his revision of his honeymoon.
Well, it was a 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations. 1 year anniversary for Steve being on the podcast. So congrats.
That's true too. Wow. Congrats. Two of them. It's big, wow. Big time of year.
Big time of year. Steve, I am blessed and welcome to tell you that the blue toilet water in my toilet is gone.
That's solid. That's big news.
Huge news. How was your travel situation on the flight? On the way there, did you have a lot of people that were pissing you off in the security line? Because everyone that listens to this podcast knows that Steve gets real pissed off with all the people in the security line that don't know how to travel, which, by the way, me too. Oh, hey, am I supposed to take out these 8 water bottles of, Fiji water in my pocket? And, I forgot that I had a couple snacks in my shirt pocket.
It was definitely.
I'm just like, how have you never known how to travel?
No.
Come on, people.
People are just. People are awful. Going there.
People are awful. Welcome to almost 2023. People are terrible.
On the way there, we were like, because we have clear. So
I have clear too. And when I was at LaGuardia in the morning, I had a flight at like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., one of those. There were more people in the clear and what's the other one?
Oh, well, TSA pre-check
and clear. There were more people in that line than there were in the regular line, than there were in the regular line that people just have clear, no TSA pre-check. And
TSA pre-check is line. TSA pre-check is toast now. Like everybody knows about it. The clear, we saw the TSA pre-line. It was like wrapped around the airport. We flew out of Newark, by the way. Newark is... The only good thing about Newark is the pickup situation. Like when you get home and land and you get picked up, that's the easiest pickup situation, but it's the worst airport to fly out of. It's horrific. The security.
Not only the fucking Uber that it costs like $100 from the city. I know you live in Jersey City.
Yeah. For me, it's like $30. No, which is still expensive.
Like the Uber from Jersey City or wherever. I think I had to fly out of Newark to go to Puerto Rico or one of these places. And I was like, never again, $120.
$120. What time did they get you at?
It was a 7 a.m. flight.
That's crazy.
7 a.m. flight. I was living in the East Village. I had a 7 a.m. flight, I think, to Sarasota for my friend's wedding. Now divorced. So, I mean, like, we'll just say that.
We'll leave it at that. It didn't start off good from the Uber.
$90 Uber. From the East Village at 5:30 in the morning because of that fucking Lincoln Tunnels shit.
Yeah, it's awful. Newark's terrible, but going through security wasn't really that terrible. But what was the most terrible was boarding the plane. That they made a line, like people, they made a line, and I'm like, we're like walking up, and we're like, what group are you? And they're like, oh, like five. I'm like, get out of the way. Like, your seat's gonna be there. What are we doing? What are you doing? Get Steve, out of the way.
Steve, I just gotta say, like, I strive for the day. I will bring and hire a full camera crew for the day that this podcast signs onto a major, major network and we fly private. And, I want to just watch Steve fly through the FBO and like fly through the FBO security where they don't touch his bag and they don't touch his water bottle and they don't give a shit if there's any vodka or any liquor in there. Like, Steve's just going to clear through everything and he's going to be like, this is the greatest thing ever.
That's the dream. It's called PGL, private jet life. That's the goal. My blood pressure as I go through security and onto the plane just keeps rise. Just steady rise. So, oh my God. It's ridiculous. But other than that, it was good. Coming home though, think about Aruba. It's weird because like you go through customs in Aruba. And if you don't have global entry, you are screwed. We have global entry.
I need global entry.
You need global entry. So we were coming home, global entry, the line to go through regular customs had to be like 2.5, maybe 3 hours. We were two of four people in the global entry line and we just went right through. We saw people on the line. We went through the first round of security with these people, and when we were boarding, like almost 3 hours later, when we were boarding, we saw them just get through. I was like, this is crazy.
So, don't get TSA pre-check. Seriously, no. Clear. Don't get TSA pre-check. Get global entry. Clear is the best $120 if you are a Delta member.
Ever.
If you are literally, if you're a Delta subscriber and you have Delta points, it's $119 for the year. It is the best $119 you could ever spend.
And if you have an Amex, you get like 65 back.
Oh yeah. No, I am more than that.
It's crazy. If you use it once, it's worth it.
No, I mean, but like not even that. Like I look for sometimes at certain terminals that they don't have the clear at certain terminals. But for example, at Miami International, the terminal where they have American Airlines, it's like Terminal H, which sometimes the line can go almost 2 hours, like if it's Thanksgiving or a major holiday. But you can go to Terminal J, which is next door, which is also connected to Terminal H. You can go through clear and then just spend 10 minutes walking back to your gate. It's perfect.
I'm sure
that if you came here for the bets, you didn't realize you'd get a little airport etiquette.
That's right. Every episode. That's it.
Every episode on Bats in the Podcast. Well, we have a huge game five of the World Series. I didn't realize they were banging this out so fast. I also don't realize that like it's November 3rd. You know, like
the season started 2 weeks late.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's November 3rd. We got a game five. Game four was last night. Second combined no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. This on the back-to-back of the night before where the Phillies hit five home runs. There were a bunch of ridiculous parlays with various members. I think there were two parlays that FanDuel had where people hit three Phillies members and then four Phillies members. I mean, one of them hit like for $100, hit $100,000.
Saw that.
Crazy.
It wasn't me, by the way. Just so you know, it wasn't me.
Listen, Steve is all about the parlay boost on all of them.
No. So, all right. So let me explain myself.
I'm being wildly sarcastic.
Let me explain myself.
Please explain yourself.
Let me explain myself. So everybody, this is what I've realized. Everybody, when you go on Twitter, wants to tell you how to win money on sports betting. Everybody
tells you. Most of that is like I don't want to knock on the Dan Le Batard show, but most of that is like the Dan Le Batard show that has to promote some DraftKings boosts, and they promote certain boosts.
Yeah. Like
most of that is that.
Yeah. And now everybody goes on and tells you like how to win money. So I started 2 days ago just going on Twitter and typing how to lose money on sports betting, and then just giving like a stupid tip on how to lose money on sports betting. And today's was bet every boost the sports books give you.
Yeah, like, no, you're not original. Sam Panatanovich, and if I'm mispronouncing his name wrong, who's been on this podcast a million times. He works for Nesson as well. He talks about all the boosts, and he will clown every show sports boost. And we are not giving you sports boosts here, giving you the availability to go on Better Edge on betteredge.com/Courtney and listen. Get on the platform. If you are listening to this podcast and you need help on how to bet on Better Edge, please send me a DM. If I don't answer the DM because it goes to like my ultra, ultra private DMs, go hit me up. Tweet at me, Courtney_Fallon. I will help you. I have made 10 times my money this year. It's week 9. I've already cashed out $1,000 on Better Edge, and I'm not kidding.
There's no juice.
I'm being dead serious. I've already got Houston plus 13 tonight, because 80% of the money is on Philly's money line, is on Philly's to cover. 14 is a spread. I've already got that number covered. So hopefully we can make some money tonight. But yes, betteredge.com/Courtney. We also got some prop parlays, all that stuff. Prop bet parlays. We don't call it parlay on Underdog because technically it's not sports betting. It's fantasy sports, but with real money. We got one of those lined up as well. So go check out the Twitter feed. But Steve, this game tonight, the Eagles undefeated against the Texans. Brandon Cooks. How much of a little bee is he that he is like pissed that he didn't get traded and he is not playing tonight? Where can Brandon Cooks end up playing?
Nowhere with an attitude like that.
I mean, but like he played with the Patriots. He's played with just about everyone.
Maybe he's just going to pull a Calvin Ridley, go out with mental health, and then just bet on his team.
I'm so shocked that Kyrie Irving hasn't said, oh my God, this whole issue is giving me mental health. I'm going to go take an exodus.
Two more losses. It's coming. Don't worry.
I can't. That's something for another day.
Yeah, that's another episode. But no, Brandon Cooks, did you see? Actually, BetMGM tweeted this. It was hilarious. It was like that screenshot that someone posted a while ago. It was like of the cell phone screen, the text message. It was like manager. And it was like Brandon Cooks to the Texans tonight. And it was like, hey, we could really use some extra help tonight. We're short staffed. And he goes, yeah, I bet you could. That's crazy. Good luck though.
That's crazy. Like, bye.
what are you doing, dude? Like he's mad. He didn't get traded. Boo hoo. Like you're not playing for a contract. Like what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, the numbers in this game are pretty interesting because the Texans cannot stop the run, period. They're the worst rushing defense in the NFL. However, the Eagles are not that much far behind. I will say that. Like, they are not much far behind. And when I say not much far behind, I'm saying bottom top 10. And they also had Jordan Davis, who has been amazing, the rookie defensive tackle. He is now on injured reserve for the time being. So the Eagles have allowed 4.9 yards per carry. Damian Pierce has tore up certain teams as of late, and obviously like they're going to be running the ball because they're far behind because obviously the Texans are going to be running the ball because they're going to be playing from behind. So, I mean, this is a very interesting matchup in terms of how much Miles Sanders is going to get, how much Damian Pierce is going to get, and how much the Eagles are going to jump out to a lead because they're one of the best first half teams in the NFL this season. To me, again, I will toss this to you in a second, but I'm just kind of giving out some numbers. The public is heavily hammering the Eagles, obviously undefeated team. But when you see something like 80-85% on money line and spread for a spread that's almost two touchdowns, something in me says that the underdog is going to cover because, you know, underdogs against the spread on primetime games are 70-52 all time, 14-10 against the spread this year, especially in these dog shit games. Excuse me.
Yeah, but
I can say that some of these games are dog shit.
No, it's total dog shit. Let me think here. There's no value on the Eagles money line, like the -750.
No, honestly, and I don't even want to say I pulled a Steve. I will still remember like the biggest losses that I've pulled on certain games. I bet $200 on the Patriots to win to beat the Bears the other night because I knew that I wanted some money. I can remember a game last year that you told me on the 49ers were going to win, and I put $200 on that, and I lost. So my biggest advice to all the bettors out there is just don't bet money line on this game.
No, do not bet the money line. Now, I guess.
Do you like how I suddenly slided you?
Yeah, just like blaming me. I thought you were going to say don't do what Steve tells you to do. I thought that's where that was going.
No, don't do what Steve tells you to do.
All right, I'm not telling you to do anything here. I'm just giving advice. I don't know. You take the points, I guess. You can take the four. It's 14 on FanDuel right now. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the show, but it's 14 right now.
No, I know. You can say whatever you want.
So it's 14 right now.
Shout out, Greg. Listen, on Better Edge, they do show all of the other lines on all the networks. FanDuel.
Well, they have better numbers, too, because there's no juice on there. So you're definitely getting better numbers there. Now, on the other hand, I feel like I'm staying away from all points and like overs or anything. And like everyone tells you to bet the under, but then everybody tells you, oh, primetime Thursday night, bet the under. And then all of a sudden it's like the totals at like 30 in the first quarter.
Primetime unders have been 16-9. So every 2 out of 3 primetime games have gone on the other. That's 66%.
Now, I guess the question here is you talked about the props you liked. I'm only on one prop for tonight. Okay. I'm on Miles Sanders over 79.5 rushing yards. It's a -113. I'm sticking to that. Why am I sticking to that as my prop? Because I don't really love anything in this game. Like they smashed the football to AJ Brown last week. Like they just fed him.
I'm fading him on my underdog parlay. I got Devontae Smith instead of AJ Brown. Cause I mean, listen, like you could find a situation, Steve, where they're resting guys.
Right. Like it's a short week. And like it's a short week, you're playing a bad team. They might not even like Jalen Hurts might not have to actually throw the football at all tonight. If you realistically like this Texans team is terrible. Like, yeah, he'll throw a little bit. I know he'll throw a little bit, but like maybe he throws like 15, 16 times tonight. And it depends. What is he going to get from that? What are the receivers going to get from that? I think he'll probably throw for like 180, mm-hmm. 180, maybe one touchdown, but they're going to run the ball down the Texans' throats tonight. And that's going to be it. And the Texans, this is what I've noticed. They started the year battling and being in games, and that has slowly faded. So I don't know. I think the Eagles run away with this one, but I do still think they cover. I think it's like a 12, maybe like a 12-point game. I think the Texans will cover. But my only bet is Miles Sanders over rushing yards. You might, if you throw in an anytime TD for him too, you get a little plus money. But other than that, I'm staying away from everything. That's it. This game scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. Miles Sanders, 19 red zone touches on the year. That's 9th overall. He's got 4 touchdowns in his last 4 games. I am absolutely putting Miles Sanders for a touchdown as one of my props. I'm sure that is probably -130, -140 at your local book. However, on my underdog parlay, are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
We're talking about Jalen Hurts and the under passing yards. I got screwed on the under passing yards the last time that I played an Eagles primetime game on one of my underdog parlays. So I'm going to go Jalen Hurts under 28.5 passing attempts. Because I'm assuming.
That's a good call. It's a great call.
Then I'm assuming that either Miles Sanders or Jalen Hurts, I mean, like, or Gardner Minshew might even take some snaps. I mean, like, oh, if this is a blowout.
You go over his passing attempt.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, that's something to consider. So Jalen Hurts under 28 and a half passing attempts, Miles Sanders for a touchdown. I'm fading AJ Brown. Correct? AJ Brown.
I'm on that one. I'm okay, with you on right, that one. Right, we're fading on. AJ. We're fading okay. AJ Brown.
We're fading AJ Brown. And I'm going to go over Devontae Smith, 4.5 receptions. Davis Mills, passing yards. His number right now is at 217. I looked up at his numbers, and I would say about 2/3 of the time he passed for about 230, 250. So I'm gonna tap that into my pick five entry for Underdog Fantasy / Courtney. If you want to go, I can play.
There you go.
Play this same parlay. And Damian Pierce, higher than 16 rushing attempts. He has had over 21 touches per game on games that are non-competitive blowouts. So it's not like, okay, it's not like garbage time touchdowns. It's not like, this is not garbage time numbers that we're rolling up. You know, he's a workhorse. So I can see him getting more than 16 touches a game if Davis Mills is struggling. But I mean, 217 passing yards is not that bad. And
I feel like
Brandon Cooks is out, and I didn't want to put any money on Kiami Fairborn.
Who was that?
Kiami Fairborn.
Fairbairn. Yeah, whatever his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Fairbairn to kick a 1.5 field goal. So that is my complete five pick five parlay. If you want to go to underdogfantasy.com, enter the code Courtney. We will double your deposit. Steve was lucky enough to do that as well.
I was lucky enough to do that. I put in 50, got 50 back, so I had 100 to play with. Lost it because I stink at fantasy sports, but it's fine.
Listen, I won a parlay last week. I won.
So yo. I won a parlay.
I finally cashed one. Like, I think that the biggest key in all of this is putting insurance on this. So if 4 out of the 5 hit, then I'll get half of my money. But if all 5 hit, I mean, I put $20 on this. I'm looking to cash in on $400.
My brother-in-law does that. Cause he lives right near you, but he texts me with the underdog stuff. And he's like, what do you think about this and this? I'm like, I don't know because I suck at fantasy, but like, he's like, I'm just going to put insurance on it. He's like, if I hit like 3 out of 4, I get money. And like,
yeah.
And then he's like, hey, the insurance I hit. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
The insurance, you know, I learned that from one of the underdog managers. He was like, listen, you always got to hit the insurance.
Hell
me,
yeah.
I'm like, ah, fuck it. It's all or nothing. But
if I hit the insurance,
it doesn't cost you anything. If you hit 3 out of 4, then you get your money. And if you hit all 4, you still get the most money that you are asking for. So
right. If I tell you how many parlays I've missed by one leg in the last like 3 weeks, yeah, you'd be right? flabbergasted. I wish
right?
I had insurance.
Right.
On those.
It just takes
although
it
I will say this.
What?
When I was in Aruba, I gave out on Parlay Friday before I pre-recorded it before I left. Parlay Friday, I gave out a parlay called the Orange Crush Parlay. It was like Oklahoma State, Syracuse, and another team in orange. Oh, Tennessee. It was Tennessee to beat Alabama, and then it was Syracuse and Oklahoma State. I gave that out, and that hits. That hits while I'm away, so I can't even like tweet about it. Can't even really do anything about it. I haven't hit it.
You can brag about it here.
Yeah, I'm bragging on here. Okay, but it was the best name and the best hit I ever had in my career.
In your Parlay Friday career.
Can we
talk about futures for Tennessee to win the national championship? Because I'm kind of thinking. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I kind of want to consider Tennessee futures.
They have low. They have like good odds right now. Like they're plus okay. 800.
Plus 800. I want to talk about it. We could talk about it on another podcast, but we got to talk about a bunch of week 9 games. And there Let's are go. 3 games that are over double digit spreads, including the game that we just talked about on Thursday night. The second game is the Chiefs. 12.5-point spread against the Texans. Malik Willis.
Who are they playing?
Tennessee Titans.
They're playing the Texans. And Malik Willis was the starter for the Malik Titans. Willis was the starter for the
Tennessee Titans.
Listen to my podcast with me and Marcus Mosher. We texted John Robinson, the GM of the Titans. And I said, hey, J-Rob, Why don't you play that kid Malik Willis? Because I think Ryan Tannehill is a bog of trash.
Stinks.
And he said, oh, yeah, man. He responded. I don't think I got the response on the podcast. So I'll just say right here. He was like, yeah, that guy's got a wicked arm and this. And I was like, John, it's 4 o'clock. Like, how much bourbon are you drinking? and you're still talking to me like I live in Boston. And he's like, yeah, he's got a wicked good arm.
Yeah, it's like
Malik Willis not only has a wicked good arm, but he also controls the line of scrimmage. And you know what? You could tell last week when he was like having the ability to possibly run the ball. I mean, like the potential of him scrambling out of the pocket had defenses kind of hesitating. Tannehill has been limited to this. Do you give the Titans a chance? I just think the Titans, to me, no one believes in the Titans. They were a number one seed in the playoffs last year, and they were a double-digit underdog in week two. They've had a 5-game win streak, and now they are a double-digit underdog this week. To me, for the Chiefs, it's kind of just gives me some worry just because of their run game and the ability to run the ball and how poorly they've been in stopping the run. A lot of young guys on that side of the ball. You know, I think that the Titans, this could have the capability of the Titans backdoor cover. So for me, it's a Titans or nothing game.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. So here's the thing. Malik Willis, what, threw the ball 6 times last week? The Chiefs, this is shocking, have the 3rd best rush defense in football. However, they're 3rd to last in pass defense, which scares the hell out of me because I don't think, and I mean, Tennessee's like bottom 10 in passing defense as well. I don't know. Like, do you think like it's a bad passing defense, the Chiefs, but like, can Malik Willis exploit that in any way?
I just think at this point of the season, I know like we're not eyeing January, but we are in November. We're going to get to those, that part of the season where some teams are double digit favorites and the other team is kind of trying to save for the postseason. I'm not saying in that sense, but they're not going to give their all to beat down a team by 30 points, 20 points, if it's not absolutely necessary or it's easy for them. So I just think, at least at this point, I don't know. The Titans to me seem like that team that everyone in the league is overlooking.
Yeah, I agree with that. I got burned on something like this last year. It was actually the Chiefs. They were like 14.5-point favorites against the Jets last year. And everyone's like, oh, the Chiefs, like, they don't cover spreads. They haven't covered. They were
terrible at covering the spread.
And then they beat the Jets 38-0. Like, they beat it. They just pounded them. Like, I'm like, I don't. But I mean, I know the Titans aren't the Jets, but they do have a rookie quarterback playing. I don't know. That scares me. I don't know. I mean, Derrick Henry could also run for like 250 and 3 touchdowns, and it could be a game. They have to run the ball, though, because they need to keep Mahomes off the field.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I hope they don't, because he's on my fantasy team, which is still somehow in it.
Oh, we'll talk about Steve's fantasy team another time. The Vikings, are they the most overrated 6-1 team that you have ever seen? They are traveling to Washington. Tyler Heinicke. They are getting some juice. Getting some juice because Terry McLaurin caught a last second. First of all, Jahan Dotson, I don't know his status this week, but Terry McLaurin last second touchdown catch to beat the Colts. Minnesota's laying 3.5 on the road, but surprisingly, I mean, like the Washington Commanders and their jerk owner selling the team. First of all, I think that team will go upwards of $6 billion. I know that the price range is around $5 billion, but you know, no one ever thought that the Broncos would go for $4 billion. I think someone's gonna overpay. I think Jeff Bezos is already talking about it. Just call it the Washington Prime. I know my guy JP tweeting that out. But this is the worst year for Kirk Cousins with the Vikings surprisingly. They've had terrible, terrible depth at the secondary. Washington has guys that can get downfield. I mean, the Vikings are pretty much a mediocre 15th, middle of the run team in the NFL this year. Chase Young is practicing. I'm not guaranteeing that he's going to play on Sunday. I'm pretty sure that the entire league would be on their heels if Chase Young was back and practicing after the ACL tear that took him out last year. But the Commanders just got rid of William Jackson, which was a big problem in their secondary. And to me, I'm not saying that I'm going to take Washington money line, but I'm definitely going to take Washington with the points on this one. Really just stronger on both fronts, especially on the defensive line.
So I don't hate that. Now, I took Washington was on the no bet list for like 8 weeks for me. I put them back on it last week. They were actually my only win. I don't know. There's something like I'm waiting for the shoe to drop for the Vikings. You know, like they're what, six and one.
They're six and one.
I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. Like where it is. Like what's going on with that? Like they just drafted. They just traded for T.J. Hockenson, which I don't think does anything for them because like they're still just going to throw the ball to Justin Jefferson.
Really disappoints me, and we can talk about that Packers and Lions game, but like the Lions, why? Next thing you got to do is fire Dan Campbell.
It's only in his second year, though.
I mean, I don't care. Fire Dan Campbell and then force the Fords who have owned the Lions since 1963 to sell the team because, like, how are you a team that has this much force and this many, like, first, second, like, you know, Aiden Hutchinson and T.J. Hockenson and all these instances?
I don't get it. I really don't get it. Well, I do get it.
Like, come on.
I do get it. Like Goff stinks. Like, what are you going to do with that?
I mean, but like Goff doesn't stink. He's like, what? Like top 10 in the league in passing.
They traded for him.
It's just garbage time, but it's disappointing.
I don't know. I think I could take Washington with the points.
Nope. But... I'm taking the Packers.
No, I was talking about Washington against the Vikings.
Oh, Washington against the Vikings. Yes. We're jumping. All right, go.
Wait, I'm going to take Washington with the points most likely. And then after that, if I'm telling you right now, if they don't cover, they're back on the no bet list. I'm telling you right now.
I got you. What about a team that's on my no bet list is the Panthers.
Oh, they should Bengals
by 7.5. I feel like this is an easy hook. Bengals -7.5, even though I still don't trust their offense. Steve Wilks and PJ Walker, they've given a good little resurgence for Carolina over there. They got rid of McCaffrey. Wilks is a great defensive mind, but I just think the Bengals are going to roll in this game.
We're going to learn a lot about the Bengals this weekend because usually when a team comes off playing a horrible game like that, they respond by playing a very good game. Unless they're a really bad team. And I don't think the Bengals are a really bad team. So I like them to come out and just like pound Carolina this week.
Okay. All right. Me too. I think the Raiders are going to continue to fall. Can I spit that out all in one sentence?
Who they got this week?
They got the Jaguars. The Jaguars are one of the best teams in the league that we don't even know about. They got a great early game script. The positive point differential in the first half. I think they've shown a ton of potential. And I think the Raiders, like at this point in the season, it's like you got to watch them and the Bears for like a big quit potential. You know, like which teams are just going to be like, fuck this, I'm leaving. I'm out.
They have that feeling.
They have the quit potential. So I'm taking the Jaguars in this one. That's another big.
What's
big
the spread? What's that spread?
1.5.
Ooh, the Jaguars are dogs?
Jaguars are dogs.
Give me the money line.
All right.
Money line. Jags money line. That's it. Easy. That's my bet of the week right there.
Bet of the week.
Yeah, so you probably take the Raiders.
Yeah, no. Vegas is laying 1.5 on the road.
Oh, my God. I'm taking the Jaguars.
Okay.
Easy win. That's a 10-point win.
Bills and Jets is the other double digit dog. I feel like all the clamps and the, you know, the guillotines are going to come out for Zach Wilson this weekend. I think the Bills are going to smash the Patriots and the Colts. The Patriots are laying 5.5 points, which is interesting. The total is at 39.5. I'm almost thinking that this will be an over game with Mac Jones and Sam Ellinger.
I feel like the
over is kind of the play there.
I feel like it's a New England defensive TD type of game.
I mean, but like they're playing on the road in Indy. So, you know, turf field and
Indy stinks. Ellinger stinks. Frank Reich's got to get fired. They fired the offensive coordinator because they needed a scapegoat. That guy's got to get fired.
Rams and Bucks. The Rams are traveling across the country to go play the Bucks in Tampa Bay. Tampa is favored by 3 points. How far do the Rams fall? How far do the Bucks fall? I think the Bucks are a poorly coached team. Steve, what are your thoughts on this game?
My thoughts on this game are that the media is going to hype it up like these teams are good, but both of these teams are
terrible. What do you mean they're not going to hype it up?
They're going to hype it up.
I'm going to debunk that right now.
I'll tell you right now. People are going to be like, you're going to hear, listen to me. People are going to be like, oh, terrible. divisional playoff rematch in Tampa, yada, yada, yada. No, guess what? I'm sorry to say. This is going to be a terrible football game. I think the Rams are going to win the game. I think the Rams are going to win by like 2 touchdowns.
Okay. You know who I think is also going to be a big, big touchdown favorite is the Miami Dolphins on the road against the Bears. Miami is a 4.5 point favorite here, laying the points.
They're scary now.
They're real scary. We talked about this on my last podcast. Go check it out. We had a fantasy football expert, my guy Joe from Fantasy Analysts on Twitter and on Instagram. And he was talking about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, top 5 wide receivers in the league. I mean, sky's the limit for these guys. It is idiot proof. It's idiot proof for both of these teams. It's idiot proof for Tua Tagovailoa to step back in the pocket and to throw a terrible pass because Tyreek Hill can make you look real smart. Jalen Waddle can make you look real smart. They just got Bradley Chubb on a trade. The moves that Chris Greer has made in the last week has just made him. I mean, outside of the guys over the Eagles, I think that Chris Greer is putting himself up there with executive of the year. If the Dolphins can make the postseason and if they can secure a 1-2 seed in the postseason, Greer minus his jerk owner over there, Stephen Ross, who has been absent. I mean, we haven't even talked about the fact that Stephen Ross was fined $1 million and suspended from the team. And it's just been all on the rest of the mindset and the intelligence of the Miami Dolphins front brass.
They're going for it now, which I like. They have to go for it now with the way the roster's built. The best thing to build a roster is to have a quarterback on a rookie contract. There you go.
Well, of course.
It's like the best thing for a roster. But I think they're going to smoke the Bears this week. I just need to get this off my chest about the Bears.
Yes. They could have a resurgence. I'm just saying. I think the Saints are the team that's going to have a resurgence. The Saints are a better team than you think. I'm still sticking by my guns since that NFC South, the Falcons are the number one seed. All of those teams are under 500. I said this. I said the Falcons could – not the Falcons, excuse me. I said the Saints had the ability to be the better team in that division. I still think that the Saints are a team who are playing the Ravens on Monday night. They're playing at home in the Superdome. I'm not saying anything about this game right now because, you know, we're focused on Sunday.
They could win that game, though.
Listen. I'm not saying anything about this game right now, but they could win that game. Yes, Steve, you have agreed with me. Alvin Kamara is healthy, and that team is built very well. I'm not saying that Andy Dalton is the answer at quarterback, but he could be.
The Ravens have a bad secondary. Chris Olave is going to score.
The Ravens are guaranteed. You want to talk about like the team against the spread that you want to bet all the time, make cash money? The Ravens blow every lead. They're like the Vikings from last year. They blow every lead. Like the every team that the Ravens play for them to cover, he's almost an easy cash every Sunday.
Yeah, no, I do like the Saints on Monday.
Okay.
I really do. So
who do you like in the World Series? Because maybe the next time I talk to you, we have a World.
I've been saying since the beginning, Phillies in seven. So yeah. It just wasn't realistic for me. Like, so people were like, oh, like Philly won game three. Like they pounded them in game three. And they're like, oh, they're going to win in Philly. It wasn't realistic. It was never realistic to think that Philly was going to beat the Astros 4 out of 5. I think 4 out of 7 is more realistic. I think Philly's got something going for them right now. Also, I know the Astros are good. I just think Philly's on this run right now. And I know last night they got no hit, but I'll leave it at this. Philly's going to win tonight, and then they're going to win game 7.
Okay. Is it weird that I'm kind of backing Mattress Mac? Did you see what he did? He went to Atlantic City and he donated like 1,000 mattresses to first responders in Atlantic City.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not see that.
There was a video where he went to Atlantic City and our buddy Tony Schwartz, who was on the pod filling in for you last week. He's a Jersey Philly guy. And he was saying, listen, like Atlantic City, they need it. It's in a bad, bad place.
Yeah.
And Mattress Mac is a good guy. He sat through and sat through all the abuse and all the curse words from all the Philly people.
He did.
I just like, part of me is just like, listen, like the Astros are a good team. I kind of hope they win just fair and square.
I know. I know.
I just think that what was the stat that I saw the other day that the Astros starting lineup, 9 out of 10 of them had never worn another jersey in minor leagues or major leagues. Like they're all from the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all homegrown. Like, listen, guys, like I think this is the time that we realize that the Astros are a very good baseball program. They're a very good baseball team and they are driven and determined to prove that they are not cheaters. I think the Astros are going to win the World Series. And I hope Mattress Mac takes home that $75 million. I'm sorry to all my Phillies people, but bleep you.
All right. There you go. There you go. I mean, I guess we'll find out next week. So
we'll find out a lot.
We'll find out a lot more tonight because this is a swing game. So we'll see.
All right. Steve, are you going to ride with my pick 5 entry tonight on Underdog?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. So,
dude. I cash.
I mean, you probably don't want me to. That's the thing.
No, I do. I do because I'm going to win 10 times my money tonight and it's going to be major. All right.
All right. There we go.
Everyone be good. We've got big, big guests. Guess what? Mike Mattansky. Yes. Everyone in Boston, WEI, my former co-host at WEI, the Mud at Night show. Mike Mattansky is coming on the podcast on Monday, dropping on Tuesday. And we got a bunch of other crazy big guests coming up this month. So stay tuned to the Bad Signal podcast. We will see you all soon. And let me know how you do on your bets. Yo, hit me up. Be interactive. Twitter, Instagram, Bad Signal Pod. Send me an email at gmail.com. Still waiting for John from Scranton to set up that voicemail account. If he ever does anything for this podcast. And as always, John from Scranton, you're fired.
Oh, poor guy. Poor guy.
No, not poor guy. Set up. Where's my pod merch, bro? Come on.
Hey, don't yell at me.
Set it up.
John,
no, I'm
John,
not.
You got to take that
John,
up.
John, you got to monkey merch booth. Merchbooth.com. A red door and I
want it painted black. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.